Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I'd like my microphone to be a little bit hotter. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to perfect to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. I don't come in for a sound check, you guys, so this is it right now, and this microphone is now at perfection. We're at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2 Ocean's 11. I had a stellar time Sunday night at the Galaxy Theater at Santa Ana, taping episode 7 of The Benson Interruption with Sam the Man Levine playing Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and stand-up and tweet-offs with Jonah Ray, Kumail Nanjiani, and Chris Hardwick. That's available in the comedy album section of iTunes now or soon for $2. Also, had a great time at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis/St. Paul. One night, an audience member, I'll say his Twitter name, so you can follow him if you like people that are amazing, at Darren, D-A-R-I-N, Lester, spelled how you expect Lester to be spelled, while playing the Leonard Maltin game against my opening act, David Huntsberger, got the Incredible Hulk in negative 3 names. Yeah, and he called Tim Roth Timothy Roth. And so he should get a bonus point for that. Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, your chance to take on David Huntsberger comes August 28th to 29th at Hyenas. And audience members can play against Graham Elwood at Helium in Philadelphia on September 1st. I will also be taping a Doug Loves Movies episode every night at Bumbershoot in Seattle over Labor Day weekend, 7:45 in the Bagley Wright Theater. Lots of great comics will be in town, so come watch that if you're at Bumbershoot. And I'll be doing stand-up October 4th and 5th at Helium in Portland, Oregon. The number one movie in the country right now is The Help. Clap if you saw The Help. And clap if you're a man who saw The Help. Yeah, just you two. I don't know why I said that in such an insulting way, but that's cool. That's cool that some men saw that. That's especially some white men saw that. I look forward to seeing it on a plane someday. I'm gonna watch the shit out of it on a plane. Did anybody see Fright Night? Yeah. See, only a few of you saw it, but one guy went, "Yeah," because it's good, right?
Good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but the reviews are good. So anyone listening to this, go see Fright Night. Because the first one's better? All right. Thanks for chiming in, person old enough to know the first one. He's a big Roddy McDowell fan. That's why he didn't like Rise of the Planet of the Apes. No Roddy McDowell. All right, let's get our guests out here. What do you say? There's four chairs tonight, which is always exciting when there's extra chairs. Also, another kind of exciting element is that one of the guests is possibly stuck in traffic again. Yeah, I don't think it was an RV thing this time. I think it was more of a didn't leave soon enough thing. But we'll find out. I'll announce everybody, and we'll see what happens. We'll see who's here and who shows up. But please welcome to the stage Matt Myra, Mark Maron, Nick Swartzen, and Zach Galifianakis. You made it.
I made it.
You totally made it.
I made it.
Yeah. You sent me a text saying that you were late, and then also at the end of the text it said you just wrote rape. And I showed it to Zach, and he thinks you had to stop off for a quick rape.
That's
on your
correct.
Way here.
I gave a rape and received one. Yeah, I like to do both.
It takes away the guilt from raping someone if they in turn rape you back.
Exactly.
Then it's not so bad. A rape exchange program. Now, Mark Maron and Nick Swartzen, when I booked you guys on the show tonight, I didn't even realize until this afternoon that the two of you are in a movie together.
Yes. Can you name that movie?
Do you know what that is, Nick?
Avatar?
A movie that,
Avatar?
That you're in that Mark Maron is also in? Not Avatar.
Oh, Almost Famous.
Yeah!
That's right.
Yeah, you're both.
I think I can do your line from it.
Okay,
I can
let's
do
hear
Nick's
it.
Line. Bowie!
Yep, that was it.
Now, can you do his line?
Fuck you, Gary! Is that it or no?
Who's Gary?
Gary?
I don't know. That's not it?
No. There's generally, if you're saying fuck you in a movie, it's in a character named Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Garys are assholes.
Does anybody have a name tag with Gary on it
sorry,
right now?
Man. Hey, sorry, man.
That'd be awesome. Somebody whipped out a Gary name tag.
It's warm up here.
It is hot out here.
It's hot.
It's exciting.
I wore shorts.
You did? Yeah. I've never seen you wear shorts ever.
Yeah. I wore shorts and sandals because it was hot. I just said, you know, fuck it. I don't care.
It's kind of like your line
radio
from the movie.
Show. What's that?
It's kind of like your line from the movie.
No, my line from a movie was a very pivotal and important line, Zach.
What was
I don't
it?
Know why you have to condescend to me. It was...
Lock the gates!
Shorts.
Lock the shorts?
It was lock
the gates.
Yeah, it's very important because the gates had to be locked in order for the bus to drive through the gate and break them, and that was the punchline of the whole scene. It was very important 45 seconds of cinema.
Man, I can't believe that movie didn't have a sequel with that line.
I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, if you...
The sequel to Almost Famous could just be called Famous.
Or We Were Wrong.
Didn't make it.
Didn't make it.
Close but no cigar. And but the lock the gate line is you use that in the opening of your podcast... WTF
yes.
with Mark Maron.
Yeah, and a lot of people ask, what is that from? And now they will know if they listen to your show. That is true.
But it also does, I love it at the beginning of your show because it kind of implies that the guests might want to leave. And you have to scream, lock the gate, before the proceedings start.
Well, certainly that's happened. I mean, there have been guests that want to leave, and I have to say, really, the gates are locked.
The gates are locked. Gallagher!
Oh, no. That was a hotel room. I had no gate. And I think that went fairly well in retrospect. Fuck that guy. Then people are going to be like, he's an old man. Yeah, but he's an asshole
this
of an
true.
Old man.
Old people can be assholes.
They're horrendous. And is it our fault that they're like that?
Yeah. I think we're directly responsible.
It's the young that make the old into assholes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
I mean, it's a good theory.
I'm halfway there. I can't really bitch.
Halfway to old?
Yeah.
Or halfway to asshole?
No, I'm all the way to asshole.
You're up in it.
Yeah.
Matt Myra.
Yes, Doug.
You're on the Nerdist podcast.
Yeah.
With Jonah and Chris. Yeah. People love it. What has caught your as a nerdy moviegoer? What has caught your eye of late? Like, is there a movie that nerds in particular should appreciate? That's
Fright,
out there
right I now? Think Fright Night. I think Fright
you
Night.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it,
and
it was good. I was the only one of 11 people in the theater, but it was great. If you like the original and you like David Tennant, Doctor Who, then I suggest going to see this movie. And the 3D wasn't bad; didn't give me a headache.
But is it available in 2D?
Yes.
I'll see that.
So if you have a lazy eye or...
I'll see the 2D version.
I like 2D.
You don't like 3D?
Nuh-uh.
Why?
Because they make me wear glasses.
Yeah.
I didn't go under the knife to end up having to wear glasses again.
We're reviewing a 3D television on Attack of the Show right now. So like the last 2 days I've been sitting there watching a 3D television and it just fucking gives you a headache and then you have to charge the glasses. It's like, oh, I want to watch TV. Let me charge those.
So fucking stupid.
You put them in a charging station?
You have to charge the glasses to watch your 3D television.
That doesn't seem right at all.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Do they watch it for you?
It's active, so.
I can't wait till they come out with wheelchair TVs, and you have to sit in a wheelchair to watch it. They just make me slowly more afflicted to enjoy anything.
Some study recently said that every hour of TV you watch takes 22 minutes off of your life at the end of it.
That's not true.
That's what they're saying. An hour of TV is because you're just sitting there.
Who said that, Mary Hart?
But John? Wait, isn't that sort of?
I didn't hear the rest of the story because I had a seizure.
But isn't that sort of a trick thing? I mean, you've just sat there for 22 minutes watching television, so of course it takes 22 minutes off your life. You just what?
Well, it's an hour.
If you
fast forward through the commercials, probably 43 minutes if you're watching like Breaking Bad or something.
Right. Oh, so you're saying for an hour long, that takes 22 minutes off.
Of your life at the end, yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I know, I wasn't happy to hear that.
I
watch a lot of TV. And also then, where do movies fit in? Like, you sit on your ass for 2 hours watching a movie, how much time do you lose for that?
But it's ridiculous.
At least you walk to the theater, I guess.
But it's a
from your car.
Is this going to take 22 minutes of my life, this discussion, or because
the discussion was only like 4 or 5 minutes, so take one or two off your life.
What about video games?
That's what I'm saying. I'll be
dead in a fucking week if that's.
It's really they really open up the floodgates with this thing.
No, but it
reminds me of all sitting
close
activity.
Close the floodgates.
Like what about? Lock the floodgates.
Lock them.
That's what I meant.
Lock the floodgates.
But any amount of
time. Like how much time does it take of your life if you take like a shit that takes 20 minutes because you're just sitting there?
Well,
sort of an activity, I guess.
Too soon.
Yeah, but if you're spending 20 minutes.
Too soon, dog.
If you're spending 20 minutes shitting, I mean, there's a problem. Anyways.
Have you taken a 22-minute shit, Doug?
I probably overstay it sometimes because I finishing up whatever I'm reading, or like if I'm painting something, I'll finish it. Or if I'm close to crocheting some booties, I'll wrap that up.
Or finishing your set at the improv.
Oh.
No, I meant his shit is his pants.
Taking his shit.
He shits his pants.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like taking a dump is a way to describe not doing well.
No.
I took a dump up there. Okay, so I asked that question already. Moving to the other side of the paper. Nick, you're in a movie coming out on September 9th called Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Bucky! Yeah.
Couple of questions about this movie.
Okay.
Is it a remake of Boogie Nights?
No.
Okay, because it's about porn, right?
I kind of describe it as like Napoleon Dynamite meets Boogie Nights. So it's like a really goofy, weird kind of guy, and he finds out his parents used to be porn stars back in the 70s, But instead of being horrified, he's like, fucking sweet. And he's like, that's my calling. And so he moves to Hollywood from Iowa to be a porn star. But he has a tiny penis, like half a Skittle.
A full Skittle would be crazy tiny.
Full Skittle would be too big.
And but one of your porn star parents is, if I'm not mistaken from watching the trailer, is played by Edward Herman.
Yeah, Ed Herman,
who's played almost every president except for Obama. And so my question is,
there's still time for him to play Obama, by the way.
But he plays your dad, who is in porn. So like, and you were a producer on the movie, so you probably had to spend some time with Edward Herman. Like, what did you guys talk about, like, in between takes? Did you express your love of the movie Lost Boys?
Yeah, I actually fanned out a lot about Lost Boys.
Nice.
I did. I love Lost Boys. I don't remember what we talked about. I think we just talked about farting or something. I don't know. No,
there's no way the guy that played FDR in three different TV movies talked to you about farting.
No, we cracked up a lot because he had never done it.
It was a chance for him to cut loose.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are always baffled when serious actors do comedies. Like, they're always like, why would they fucking do that? And it's like, well, maybe because they don't want to get shot and raped in every fucking movie they do. They want to go and have a good time and have laughs and enjoy themselves.
There probably hasn't been an Adam Sandler movie in the last 10 or 15 years that hasn't had some serious actor either, you know, you could call it slumming or having a good time or whatever you want, but like, they'd love to go in there and just fucking act crazy. Like, Kathy Bates was in The Waterboy.
John Turturro, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, those guys are always in them.
Yeah, I just did a movie with Nicole Kidman, which was insane.
Was there a movie where Edward Herman was shot and raped?
Yeah, he was the star of The Accused. That wasn't Jodie Foster. That was
I got to rewatch that fucking movie.
That's how FDR ended up in that chair in that FDR. One version.
Wait, so what's the you were in Just Go With It?
Yeah, Nicole
with
Kidman.
With Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And
she's gotten her ass beat in some movies before. She's gotten fucked up. Not. No, but she.
Don't they imply that your character. Don't you sort of hook up with her in it or something?
I don't. Yeah. I think it's implied. Yeah, but we didn't hook up.
How could you.
For many reasons.
How could you not remember that?
And you stole her from Dave Matthews plays her husband in the movie.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was crazy.
I can't believe you're in so many crazy movies. One final crazy movie question for Nick. Are we going to... So since you play a porn star, are we going to have to see you, like, naked?
You see my bottom, and it's my real bottom.
Cannot wait.
As if none of these people have seen it before 1,000 times. I've known probably everyone at this table a combined 50 years, and they've seen... I mean... You must be bored with my penis at this point.
He just showed. He was in the dressing room just now. He showed it, kind of.
Zach pants me, and then I pretended to jerk off.
Yeah, that happened just minutes ago.
Well, I saw you that can't. Happen. You know, you can't not do the other once the first thing happens.
Once it starts.
Zach, are you going to make any more movies?
What's that? Yeah.
Wrong end, wrong end.
Nope, done. I'm done.
You're
with
done?
The movie. Yep.
You're out?
It was a nice run. It was a nice run. But I'm done.
Thank
Tired
God.
Of selling out.
You know what's a really good movie that Zach, that I love is a movie called Below. No, Zach, you're really good. I remember we went to the premiere a long time ago, and it was just on HBO, and I rewatched it, and it's really good.
Oh, thanks.
And I liked it at the time, too, but if you don't know it, Zach is really good. It actually is fucking scary as shit.
It's a submarine, right?
Yeah.
That's right,
and,
Doug.
And yeah. was it directed by David Koepp?
No, the director's name was, he's a great guy. We really hit it off.
Which guy, though?
David Tui.
Darren
Aronofsky wrote it. And great working with him. You want to hear an impression of my mom? You want to hear an impression of my mom on Saturday morning?
Sure.
That was it. I've been waiting for 12 minutes to fucking do that. When am I going to have my opening? Pardon the pun.
So Marc Maron, you told me, you basically came out and said that you were going to prepare to be able to play the Leonard Maltin game on this show.
It was a little different than that. My girlfriend's an annoyingly big fan of your show, and which means I have to hear about your show constantly. And then I said, well, I'm going to do your show. And she's like, do you even know how to play the game? So I'm like, I think so. I was on the show once. Like, well, you got to know how to play the game, because when people are on there that don't know how to play it, it takes up too much time.
So Mark's solution was, so how do we play this?
Yeah, I said that.
Asked me in the back.
Oh, so you never did. She gave me a tutorial.
You know, I'm going to act interested. And I'm going to do my best, Doug, to play the game. I watched some movies recently, but that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I was prepared to answer questions about movies. I prepared.
You watched every movie?
Yeah, you watched everything to prepare?
I watched every movie. I got Leonard Maltin's guide. And for the past week, I haven't slept, and I've watched every movie up to page 7.
So you saw all the Abbott and Costello movies?
Yeah,
I hadn't seen those. All the Aardvark movies?
Yeah, there's only two of those. But they were okay. The first one was Nixon, one of them.
Yeah.
That's how you guarantee to be the first listing in a movie guide, is if you name your movie something that starts with Aardvark. Little tip for filmmakers out there. So Mark, what have you seen lately?
I watched that documentary, Shut Up, Little Man, about the Shut Up, Little Man phenomenon. That was excellent. I don't know if it's out yet. I got it from, someone sent me a screener, but it's good. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, that Pixar film?
It would be a great Pixar film.
What is Shut Up, Little Man?
Those tapes that went around when, like, about
Peter Dinklage movie?
No. Do you remember those tapes that went around like about maybe 15 years ago? There were these two guys in San Francisco, these two, you know, drunken gay men who lived in this apartment, and the guys next door taped them. No, it's got nothing to do with you.
No,
it's just a guy going, shut up, little man. And these things traveled around, and they became very popular before the internet. So it's a documentary about the guys who made those tapes and how big the phenomenon became. It's pretty fascinating. And they actually tracked down one of the guys in like an SRO in San Francisco. And he's like this global phenomenon. He has no idea. And they just wanted him basically to say, you know, shut up, little man. And he does. And it's very satisfying.
That's going to be like, someday someone's going to be thrilled to have you come by and say lock the gate.
that happens now.
What was the last movie you saw, Matt Myra?
Fright Night. Still.
Oh yeah. Do you stand by your initial claim that it's good?
I do.
Yeah, you're not going to back down off of that? Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell was weirdly attractive. I was like, I'd let him in. it's very charming.
Did you see Red State?
No, I haven't seen that.
Is that out?
Yeah, well, he's running at the New Beverly for a week. That was pretty intense.
And you went?
I went to a screener thing.
That looks awesome.
And it
was surprising, man. I mean, it was like fucked up and like really good. Like you had no idea what was coming, and it kept getting. It's a horror movie, but it's so grounded in reality. It's a little too close to reality, so it's truly horrifying.
Like Wes Craven's New Nightmare. It was grounded in reality.
Do you know Ralph Garman? He has a big part in that, right?
Which one's he?
He's like one of the main horrible people, right? What's he called? Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy he's on lots of podcasts with Kevin, and he's a morning guy here on K-Rock in L.A., and he's got a big part in this crazy movie.
The main actor is, like, fucking genius. The guy who plays the preacher guy.
Oh, yeah, Michael Parks.
I didn't know who that guy was.
I was just watching Kill Bill. Did you see Kill Bill 1, 2?
Yeah.
He plays two different characters in it.
I got to watch it again.
Oh, he's so good.
Because I think I was busy resenting something.
fucking talent.
Yeah, that's it.
Click.
Not him. I don't know. Something happened. I mean, I remember seeing Kill Bill 1, and then I remember having to see Kill Bill 2, but I don't remember either of them. But that guy was great. He was one of those guys where it's like, where the hell has that guy been? And he's been in everything, and I didn't realize it.
Well, not everything, but he is good. Was he in Due Date, Zach?
I fucking zoned out. What are you guys talking about?
That joke worked twice.
Watch it the third time.
Zach texted me earlier, hey, can I be on your show tonight? I want to be really disinterested in everything that happens.
I didn't know I had to act tonight.
What about, what have you seen? Have you seen anything?
In the theaters?
Yeah, yeah, or at home, doesn't matter.
In the theaters, last thing I saw was...
tell people about?
Yentl.
Did you like that?
It was okay.
Yeah?
It was okay. I get your plight. Finally understand.
Finally,
what you guys
yeah.
are about.
Took Barbara Streisand wearing a hat, huh?
Yeah. Well, I saw Harry Potter 2 nights ago. Yeah, I saw that. It was good.
You saw Harry Potter 2
nights ago? I saw that. I did not understand. I hadn't seen the other ones, and I did not.
You had not seen any of them.
Somebody might as well have been explaining the Dow Jones to me. I did not know anything that was going on. I liked it, but yeah. I had no idea.
You should see the other 17 before
right.
you...
Yeah. I had that same experience, so I have no fucking idea.
Have you seen it?
I saw one of them in the middle.
The first one that
I didn't see the first one. She took me to like the third one, and like I tried to pay attention, and I just missed the intensity of any of it, even with the stupid masks and shit.
The third one is the best one, I think.
Is that the 3D one?
Alfonso Cuarón directed it.
Is that the 3D one?
No, 3D is more of a recent thing. Right?
Yeah,
like the last one was the only 3D one.
Yeah, I saw that one not in 3D.
Perfect. Well done.
Can I ask you a question, honestly?
Please.
An honest question. Like when they have both versions, a 3D version and a non-3D version, doesn't the non-3D version look shitty?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
It's like the framing looks weird, right?
Yes. I saw, what's that movie in the caves? This guy in France finds these. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Cave
a 3D
Greece.
And also 2D.
Yeah.
I went to a pretentious theater in Brooklyn and saw it. And I think it was showing in 3D, but they didn't pass the glasses out.
Yeah.
So I was like,
bring your own, man.
It was just blurry.
It looked weird, right?
Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah.
And it could have been good.
Did you squint?
Blink 182 did the soundtrack. That's why I went. I'm on their mailing list.
When I saw Captain America in 2D, I complained about it being darkly photographed, and someone wrote to me and said that there's an issue with 3D, non-3D projection and how it's filmed and all of that.
Okay.
So I'm especially thrilled to know that the 2D versions suck because of the 3D version that I don't want to see. So it's a great system. I saw Glee in 3D. I was walking down the street and they were filming a scene from Glee. Now, what have you seen, Nick? Have you seen anything?
I too saw Yentl 3D. And then went on the ride at Universal, the Yentl ride.
Dude, that's King Kong. You're confusing Yentl with King Kong.
Oh, right.
I went on the new Star Tours at Disneyland. That's 3D now. Because, you know, the motion simulator and the film of everything happening, that wasn't enough. It has to be, things have to kind of float out in front of you. But nonetheless, despite having to wear the glasses, I loved it.
Which version did you get?
I got, you know,
I went on it
four times. And so one time I saw Princess Leia, and I think all the other three times it was Yoda.
That's weird. Young
when they
Princess
say there's,
Leia?
They say there's 54 different versions of the ride, and when they say that, that means there's the minorest of, things happen differently. Like the first, Darth Vader's always there. You always go into the battle of the AT-ATs, and then it changes from there.
Vader's not always there.
No. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he's not.
You're right. But when he's not there, it's not as good.
Yeah.
The other thing that happens...
No, it's not nearly as enjoyable.
Isn't as enjoyable. You're right. Yeah. But there's only so many variables that happen. Like, I saw Jar Jar twice out of four rides.
But they all
And that
me...
was two times too many.
I was talking to one of the workers that was down there. Like, I went the day before they launched for press.
God.
But I asked the girl, I was like, so does George Lucas oversee this? She's like, he came in one day and just sat there and went, okay. I just left.
I think that's why it's so good, because it's clearly, like, even though Jar Jar does make a brief appearance, it's very well done for a revamping of something that was already good in the first place, in my opinion. Nick?
Holy shit.
What?
I don't know what just happened. That was an amazing conversation.
No, you were going to say some movie that you saw, right?
I saw Rise of the Apes.
I'd like one for Rise of the Apes, please.
Oh, wait, this is a true story. I went and saw it at the Grove. This is real. And I went to the Grove, and then a woman was walking out. She was probably in her 60s. And she walks up to the counter, and she goes, "I want my money back." And the guy goes, "Why?" And she goes, "I hated that movie." And he goes, "Well, you watched the whole thing." And she goes, "Nobody told me the humans were going to be mean to the apes." That's a true story, my hand to God. This fucking stupid bitch. There's been five other movies of humans fighting apes. That's the whole premise. I'm like, you better be fucking Jane Goodall right now. And if you're not, bitch, get the fuck out of the Grove.
Nick, it could have been a movie where the apes decided to rise up just because we weren't doing a very good job. Like, they weren't necessarily mad at us or wanted to fight us, but they're like, "We gotta take this shit over. This is ridiculous."
So they wanted to just rise up.
Yeah, so nobody was mean to us, but look at what's happening with the economy.
The apes are like, "We can solve the debt ceiling. Here, take this gas."
We'll throw a banana at the goddamn debt ceiling. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. We got four very strong competitors. We're all probably very excited to play. Some have trained for this. Oh my God, look at the size of that sign.
Holy shit, wow.
It says Emily, and then it's the guy with giant hands.
Bill Maher. Bill Maher praying.
Oh, Bill Maher.
It's...
You said that at me like I should know that it's Bill Maher and his giant hands, because that's such a great movie reference. I mean, I guess Religious was a movie.
Is that from DC
there's
Cab?
What is that? Oh, it's Homer Simpson, but what is he, like a robot or something? He's holding a holy donut. All right, everyone's explaining these things to me like I'm crazy. There's a shirt that says Charles on it and has a picture. Is that Danny McBride? Yes. Yeah, all right, from Eastbound and Down and 30 Minutes or Less.
Hey-o.
Don't read my shit.
Peeping.
What are you doing?
Stuff.
Don't be peeping. So you guys get to all go select a name tag you want to play for. Just go into the audience and take it from them.
Oh, we have to touch them?
Yeah. No, just take the sign from them. Like, whichever sign speaks to you. You know, there's, of course, Jordan with the baseball in the front row is always here.
Yeah.
And this is probably the one week where I can safely say that none of the guests are that enamored with baseball that they would pick you.
I love baseball.
Yeah, just go pick whatever you want. Do you think that shirt is your size, Zach? I think you'd look good in a shirt with Danny McBride on it.
With the reverse raccoon?
The reverse raccoon, yeah. If you really want to pick someone without a sign, you may, but they made signs to be so that they get picked. This gentleman's just holding up a magazine. Zach, that might appeal to you. Did he just leave, really? I think we might have lost Zach.
I bet she doesn't go.
Here, I text him, but his phone is on the table. Oh, there he is. C-A-D-E. You like Cade?
Well,
all right, go take that from Cade. There you
get
go.
Get it. Get it.
Who do you have there?
I have Joe.
Joe is like three letters from, like, I would guess a marquee, maybe.
How do
you
do that way?
Not Oge. But Nick, so Nick is playing for Joe, and Zach is playing for Cade, C-A-D-E. Yeah. It's a beautiful sign.
Lewis.
And what? He's got like an outer space character?
Yep, and it's on an IHOP receipt.
Oh, okay. So somebody loaded up on pancakes and
not that much, because nice they only spent $15.36. Well, I guess you'd get a lot of pancakes.
If it was just one person, that's a lot of days. And Mark, who are you playing for?
Emily.
Oh, you got the Bill Maher with giant hands.
Well, I think he's praying, which he never does. So
yeah.
It was,
and so that's why his hands are so big while he's doing it. He's got like Popeye forearms.
Can I just say something just happened that's never happened? One of my beard hairs got stuck in the microphone.
Oh, that happens to Zach all the time.
Let me tell you about
that. Does it really?
Yeah.
And I just pulled it out, and it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. We do it to match my pain.
Yeah. Grow it or...
No, just stick it into your beard and get one stuck, and then pull it out.
Oh, just try to do it right now?
No?
My beard is conditioned not to respond.
You just Febreze'd it, right?
Yeah, just Febreze'd.
Doesn't work. So Matt brought some Nerdist t-shirts in two different sizes, which is very thoughtful because you don't know who's going to win. So
I think Chris needs more publicity. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, right?
It's great.
No problem.
Mark Maron brought a copy of his new CD, This Has to Be Funny.
This has to be funny.
Oh, thank
this
you.
Has to be thank funny.
You. Are we supposed to fucking bring prizes for people?
Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't
know. Didn't you bring that visor,
you
Zach?
You didn't know because you came.
Well, no, I panhandle with this thing, so I...
Mark, let's just say this is from Zach.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
Mark also brought the How to Train Your Dragon. What's in here, Zach?
Just a wallet. It's just my stuff.
Just give away your wallet
license,
to somebody?
License, SAG card. Some dentinized...
I got that. I think that was swag at Craig Ferguson's show or something.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
But so yeah, it's
we'll
a dragon.
Be right back with the world's worst bragger.
It's a dragon double.
Well, I'm
DVD
just trying
pack.
To get myself off the hook for owning that. I don't know. Would someone in this room enjoy that?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good movie. Oh, there you go. A VIP card from Vito's. It's good for a 30% discount on all food and wine. Go to vetorestaurant.com if you look up restaurants on the internet. Not your social security card. You need to hang on to that. You need that. Copy of my first record, Professional Humoridian.
Zach and I also went in on a keg of tequila. That's outside right now. It's out in the parking lot on ice. Oh.
Yeah, it's a Woot Monkey.
Yeah.
Woot Monkey.
Gonna give one of those away. Also gonna shoot one in the crowd. Does anybody have a baby? Nice snag. You like pulled that from the hands of the rightful owner.
And he immediately pretended like he didn't do it.
Yeah, you gotta be cool about it. So yeah, so all of this can be won by somebody when we play the...
Wait, I forgot, I signed a 30 minutes or less poster.
Oh, Nick brought a 30 minutes or less poster and he signed it.
Hey. I signed it for Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. He wrote Aziz Ansari on it.
Aziz, I'm sorry.
What was it like fucking around with that flamethrower in that movie?
It was really scary.
Yeah, right?
It was something that you read it in a script, and then you're like, oh, this is going to be fucking sweet. And you get there, and they put it in your hands, and you're like, I want to go home. Take this out of my... This is scary.
MetroCard.
Oh, MetroCard.
Yeah.
That's a
are
good
those
one.
Can you use those in L.A., or is that just New York?
This one, that's only New York, but that has $6,000.
This one doesn't...
What? So if you want to move to New York...
It doesn't expire till Halloween.
Yep.
So go to New York and go nuts, whoever wins.
Better known as
$6,000. You could take the subway back to L.A. with that much money.
And a picture of a young girl.
My niece.
Susanna, who is four years old.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a falling out, so... it's time to let her go. No, I can't give that away. She's the sweetest. No.
Too late.
No, give me
that
picture.
It's in the prize
no,
bucket.
I can't find it before we start.
I can't get it out.
I have to have it back before we start.
Here you go.
Okay, there she is. Little monkey.
There you go. She'd be so mad at you if you gave that away. All right, here's... Oh, it's on the back of an Attack the Block poster, the Cade sign, so that's... You should have worked your name into the front of it, but it still worked. That... You can't... You don't have any tape. Oh, there you go. That'll work.
It's a new app. One
it's a new iPhone app. It's the... It holds things.
I hate new app jokes, but that one actually was okay.
You don't like it when people go app shit. All right, so Let's play a Linderman game. We're running way behind. There's four players. This could be a nightmare.
Can we do a movie called Rise of the Apps? Sorry, can we edit that out?
You know, I want my money back because the humans were mean to the apps.
They mistreated the apps.
They were so rude to the apps. Okay. We'll start with Matt Myra, and then we'll go to Mark Maron, and come around to Nick Swartzen, and then Zach. So Matt, you get to pick a category. Would you like summer blockbusters? That's movies that were out during the summer that were blockbusters. You know, any, not this particular summer, but any summer. Also, L.E. Steve Mann suggests dark movies, which is, no, Zach, it's movies with the word dark in the title. Oh. And
I was thinking of The Help.
I knew that's where it was going. Or, Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang, that's movies that are rated G, suggested by someone named Rust_Monster. Which one of those would you like, man?
I'm going to go Summer Blockbusters.
All right, Summer Blockbusters. This Summer Blockbuster is from 2008. Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars. Generous, if you ask me. He says that this movie opens with slam bang action, falls into a lull of exposition, then revs into high gear for an eye-popping finale. Which, that description doesn't fit any summer blockbuster ever made. It's like all of them. And there are 8 names. How many names did you get in, Matt?
7.
All right, that's a good opening bit. Now we go to Mark.
So now I come up with a number, right?
Yeah. Your girlfriend can give you signals if she wants.
5. I can. 5.
She says
6.
She says six.
This is pathetic.
Nicely played. Nick, now you can either say name it or you can go fewer names.
4, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Zach. Name it. Into the microphone, please.
Philadelphia.
Name it. Do I name it?
No, Nick will have to name it.
Name it, Nick.
I'll fucking name it. What's the year?
The year is 2008. Got 3.5 stars from Len. You get 4 names.
Yep.
They are Igor Jijkine.
Love him.
Shia LaBeouf, Jim Broadbent, and John Hurt. I just heard a loud like she was going to say the name.
I think I got it.
Yeah, what is it?
Eagle Eye?
No.
Fuck!
No, Shia LaBeouf was strangely very lowly billed considering his part in this movie. The rest of the names are Ray Winstone, Karen Allen, Kate Blanchett, and Harrison Ford. It's Indiana Jones and the...
That was the worst
fart!
Kingdom of the Spiders
review
for that I've ever heard.
Right?
When fart! Does it rev up? When does it rev up?
It never revs.
It doesn't rev.
It's revless. It's completely revless.
Shit, man.
3.5 stars is way too nice. But
I wish,
you know,
I were dead.
I can honestly say I would have never gotten that answer. I just want to say that.
Okay.
Can I show you something that I learned from the Harry Potter movie?
What's that? Oh, magic.
Do you remember that scene when he tilted a Bud Light can?
So you got the point, Zach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Cade.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
That means we start with Matt again, and then come the opposite direction this time. We'll come at Zach second. And your category options, my friend, are a gentleman named Peter Christian on Twitter suggested Best Picture Losers. That's movies that were nominated for Best Picture and then lost. It's the birthday today of future guest Jay Moore is celebrating a birthday today, and he's going to be on the show soon. So the films of Jay Moore, yeah, he's been in a few. And then... In Theaters Now. That's movies that are playing in motion pictures theaters right now.
I'll go In Theaters Now.
All right. This particular movie, In Theaters Now, Leonard says about it, his first line, I won't say the rest of it, but I'll just say the first line. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies,
yeah, you know the next thing he's going to say is not going to be particularly nice. And then his favorite line from the movie contains the words, I live and I love.
Well, guys. Yeah.
It's in theaters now, and there are 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'll go 10.
Matt 10. Says 10 names. Now we go to Zach.
Eight.
He says Nate names.
Nate names.
Nick. Nick Nate.
It's in theaters now.
Mm-hmm. So it's not Bucky Larson. Opens September 9th.
September 9th.
Just in time for the... It's nice that you have a nice comedy out there for us on the anniversary of the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I just want to thank you in advance.
You're welcome.
That's what we should all do on 9/11 is go see Bucky Larson.
It's either that or fucking Contagion. It's like people...
Oh, Jesus.
Disease.
Zach so loves
good.
Contagion.
That movie looks so good. Are you serious? Have you guys seen the trailer?
I think it fucking does look good.
Oh.
Have you seen the movie? Did you see it already?
Shut up about it.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
If you don't see Bucky Larson, you'll die of a disease.
Ask me if I've seen Contagion.
Have you seen Contagion?
See it. I lived it. Seven names.
Seven says Nick Swartzen, Mark Maron. What is your girlfriend think you should do?
Six. Six names.
Six names, man.
I'm going to say name them.
Yeah. Good luck, Mark Maron.
It's in the movie theater now?
Yeah. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies.
So it's bad.
Then this one came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he also says about it, his favorite line from the film is, I live, I love, and then I'll read you the rest of it later, but it's pretty good. And there are, as I said, 12 names, and you're getting six of them. And those six names are Milton Welsh, the great Milton Welsh, Saeed Tagunmawi, apologies to Saeed if I pronounce that wrong.
Which part?
Reed Rawi. These are kind of good clues, actually. Noso Anozi, Steve O'Donnell, and Leo Howard. Those are your names. So just name a movie that's in theaters now, basically, and you might pick up a point here.
Fuck.
Zach, please.
I can't name one fucking movie that's in a movie theater right now. I don't know the name of this movie.
But just think of like what have you noticed is playing in theaters now? And you might just pull it out.
See, I knew this would fucking happen.
It doesn't say anything bad about you that you have no idea of any movie that's playing in theaters right now. Why did you just say shut up, little man, just to get another plug in for that movie you liked?
No,
because it's not in theaters yet, right?
No, it's not in theaters yet. Yeah. It was a bad thing to talk about.
Why?
Well, because I had to explain it and no one fucking knows. Shut up, little man. That's the best part of it.
Well, people will check it out now.
People are gonna rush to the
people theater. Are intrigued.
How could you not want to see
people
that?
People are like, aren't the Wayans brothers in that?
Yeah. I don't know, Doug, and I can't name a movie that it might be.
What do you guys think it is?
Conan
the Barbarian, that's what it is. Conan the Barbarian.
See, I thought that was coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, because sometimes movies come out on Wednesday. It's true. All right, so Matt Myra gets a point. We got Zach's got a point. Matt's got a point.
I have 2 points.
We start with Nick Swartzen, and then we go from there over to Mark. So get ready, Mark. You're still in this.
One thing.
Someone named at Rubber Buckshot suggested, I was just recently in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is from them parts.
So,
this person suggested movies that feature twins. So movies that have twins in them for some
physical
reason.
Physical people that look the same?
No, let's just say it might have two items in it that look the same. It might be one of the 9/11 movies. Oh!
Laughter.
Sklar Wars.
Healer through laughing. Star Wars did have twins in it.
Sklar Wars.
Oh. Both the Sklar Wars and Star Wars have twins in them. Okay, so
He's a fart.
Movies with twins in it, or someone named Luce Kanen, K-A-N-E-N, suggested Leguizamo, which is movies that have either leg, quiz, or mo in the title. I know. That's a crazy category. And did I give you three of them yet?
No, it's two.
One more. Thumbs Down on Twitter suggested Decapitations, movies that feature a decapitation.
I'll do the. Those are the only three choices.
Twins.
I'll do the twins.
Leguizamo. All right, twins. Of course, the Star Wars films are an example of movies with twins in them, because Leia and Luke were twins. But this movie is from 2002, 3.5 stars from Leonard. Most people would probably agree with that. I might go three instead. And he says about this movie, he says that the screenplay is related to a dude and his dead brother. Yeah, the screenplay is credited to a dude and his dead brother. And the movie features a cameo by director Curtis Hanson.
Weekend at Bernie Mac's.
How many there are?
He didn't pick dark movies.
There are 10 movies. There are 10 movies, Nick.
Matt.
There's sorry. 10 what?
10 names, I mean. 10 names.
There's 10 names. Okay.
And there's also 10 movies that this could be.
Okay.
Now, how many names do you think you can get it in?
I think I could get 8.
Okay, Mark.
What was the type of movie? The twins thing, right?
Twins. It's got
and
twins
it's
in it.
It's credited to a guy and his dead brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can name it.
What do you want to do? You want to go like zero names?
Yeah.
You're that confident?
Yeah.
Name that movie.
Adaptation.
Adaptation's correct.
Wow.
I did that for you, baby.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Get over there and fuck
yeah,
her.
Yeah, right.
Start fucking her now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Somebody's going to let somebody watch his old comedy special tonight.
All three of them. Wow, that was a real fucking rush. I thought I was going to be the asshole all night. I thought I was really going to walk out of here a dumb fucking loser. And now I'm just...
That's an amazing poll, because most people probably don't think of that movie as being, you know, about and having twins in it, even though that is what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss the victory, but I...
But you know, Curtis Hanson wasn't the clue that gave it away.
It was actually the screenwriter thing, I think.
I thought it was twins. With
oh,
Danny
yeah, because you knew that Charlie Kaufman's brother passed away and that they wrote it together?
I knew that it was said to have been that, and it was all part of the... You know, see, I don't want to ruin the victory. I just want to, you know, relish
it. No, it's interesting, though, that that's the kind of trivia you remember when someone achieves something also dies.
Well, it's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I watched it.
You'd give it 4
recently.
Stars then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie's genius.
All right.
Wait, how many stars did Maltin give it?
3.5.
Out of what?
17. No, out of 4. From bomb to 4, he gave it 3.5. I didn't love it. I'll be honest with you, but...
It's fucking sweet.
Spike Jonze directed that, right?
It's really...
I mean,
for that car crash alone,
it is worth 4 stars. For the car crash where they get broadsided and he loses his teeth and his wife, I mean, that alone is 4 stars.
Right? I'm starting to get more of a feel of why you know so much about that movie.
What are you kidding me? Like Meryl Streep snorting green coke? I mean, where are you going to get that?
My living room.
Where else, Zach? Besides Nick's living room. Oh, you knocked your phone on the ground.
There's an app for that!
Dude, your phone had an accident.
Stop it.
Oh, God, what's happening?
You mean what's happening?
Yeah.
Can you see? You want me to move?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. You see?
All right, so Mark got a point. So everybody's got a point except for you, Nick.
What?
Yeah.
I was told I won that one.
Get into this game.
All right.
So
shit.
Matt told him to name it, right? Okay, yep. So we'll start with Nick, and then from there we'll go to Zach. And Nick, you can pick from any of the categories.
Didn't he just do that?
What?
Pick from a category?
It happens sometimes. Sometimes the same person gets to pick again. You got a point. Settle down.
All right.
Just have some more nicotine gum.
I'm good. Lozenges. These are lozenges.
Oh, sorry.
Nicotine lozenges.
And
Oh, my throat needs to feel smoky and scratchy.
Those are also nicotine glasses and a nicotine beard.
Don't forget the sandals.
Don't get your nicotine beard stuck in a microphone.
What is it again?
We got summer blockbusters. We got G-rated movies. Leguizamo, decapitation.
Wasn't there one of the movies nominated but lost?
Yeah. Lost Best Picture.
I'm gonna do that shit.
All right. This movie is from 1998.
I'm so into this game now.
Letterboxd gives it 3.5 stars. Again, many would probably argue with that. Probably think it deserves the full 4. He calls this movie trenchant. And he also says that the direction is aided immeasurably by the cameraman and a superb creative team. For this movie that did not win Best Picture, but it was nominated from 1998, and there are 18 names.
98.
You don't remember 98.
I do. That's when I lived in New York.
Oh.
I had Zach's apartment back then on Ludlow.
Oh.
True story.
Yeah, I want my Pert Plus back. Just kidding. It was Kyle. Kyle's. What is this? It's Prel. Prel. Prel.
Prel.
I think Ross Broccoli snorted it.
Oh, how is he?
All right, let's go, Nick.
Okay, sorry. I'll say 10 names.
This is a good opening bit, Zach.
There were 18 names?
Yeah. He's getting to it.
5.
Ooh, Matt?
I'll go 4.
Mark.
It was nominated for Best Picture, 1998.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the 3 bottom names, correct? Out of 18 that you say if I say 3.
Yeah, if Matt bid 4, yeah.
No, it's at the bottom 3. Of it?
No, it's
yeah, you read from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, name it.
So Matt gets 4 names?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want the clues again, Matt?
No.
Good. Harrison Young, Ryan Hurst, Paul Giamatti, and David Wohl.
Saving Private Ryan?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Matt Meyer is our winner, everybody!
Boom! Wow.
So who'd you win for? Where's
Lewis.
Where's Lewis at?
Right over there.
All right, Lewis, come get your prize package. Your 30 Minutes or Less poster, which is still in theaters now, so check that out. There you go, dude. There's your bag of stuff. And enjoy that picture of a 4-year-old child. No, you still have it. You still have it. And could the 3 people who unfortunately lost today, could you come up and tell me who you want me to call a shithead? And then we'll wrap this thing up.
Hey.
Yeah. Where's Joe?
Joe? Sorry, Joe. Feel bad.
That's okay. You did your best for Joe. Here, write it down on this. Yeah.
It's Kate's thing?
Oh, she brought you another Bud Light.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Again, an impression of my mother.
Mark, is what's going on? What, you got anything to plug? You got anything coming up?
When's
happening?
This going up? This
will be out in a few days. It's Friday.
Oh, Friday. I'll be at Hilarities in Cleveland tonight.
You better get going.
I wish that were true.
Hilarities, where the bar is set too high. And then Matt Myra...
You can watch.
You've got a live.
A long last name.
You've got a live.
And a live show.
A live
every,
Nerdist coming up.
Yeah.
Gramercy Theater.
Oh, October 14th, the Gramercy Theater in New York. And then our special airs on BBC America on September 24th.
Now, do nice. I get that on my cable?
Maybe not. Mm. And then Attack of the Show every weeknight at 7 on G4. That's the other show.
Right on. Yeah. Hey, Zach, what are you a voice of in that's coming out soon?
Great question, Doug.
I saw your name as voice talent on something. What was it?
It's a movie called Puss in Boots.
Yeah!
Yes. I saw it today.
Is it good?
I liked it a lot. You know, I have nieces and nephews. I just want them to have something to enjoy that their uncle is in.
That's what they all
say,
right?
No, I did it for the money.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell that
but
to the kid.
But
the
I do want to see that one because he makes his eyes all big when he wants something. Puss in Boots. Oh, Puss in Boots. Like he acts all like a sad little cat, and then they give him. What
I
he
never
wants.
Met him.
The
Mason XP.
And Nick Schwartz is in 30 Minutes or Less, and Bucky Larson's coming out soon. I will be at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls on September 9th, the Rialto in Tucson on September 10th.
Get on Expedia tonight!
And, travel to Tucson and Nietzsche's in Buffalo, September 14th. And as always, Ryan McMenamin is the shithead. So that must be like a personal thing. Catherine Heigl's agent is a shithead. And Apps is a shithead.
Apps. Now it's time for Doug's. Oh, no. Other talkie. Eyes are rolled in viewing prowess made.